Labor Senator Sam Dastyari announced yesterday he would not return to Parliament in the new year, trying to free his party from his political mess over ties to Chinese interests. But Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, trying to keep the issue in the spotlight, is criticising opposition leader Bill Shorten for not forcing his senator to act faster.
Sam Dastyari should get out of the Senate right now, and it is a mark of the weakness of Bill Shorten's leadership that it took all of this time for Dastyari to foreshadow his resignation.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop contends Senator Dastyari is only hanging on to his seat in case former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally needs it. Ms Keneally is in what appears to be a tight by-election race against the Liberals' John Alexander this weekend for the Sydney seat of Bennelong.
I believe that Sam Dastyari's resignation from the Senate should be effective immediately. The only reason he's hanging on to his salary into the new year is because he's holding his position open for Christina Keneally, should she not win the seat in Bennelong. And that's not good enough.
The controversy that led to 34-year-old Senator Dastyari's announcement has cast foreign donations and Chinese influence in Australia's political system into the spotlight. For his part, Senator Dastyari is proclaiming his innocence.
Reflecting on the events which led to my decision, I leave knowing that I've always honoured my parliamentary oath, I've always acted with integrity, and I remain a loyal, patriotic Australian.
A power broker, the senator was viewed as a rising talent in the Labor caucus. But his personal dealings with wealthy Chinese businessman Huang Shangmo were questionable and a cause of angst amongst his colleagues. The government attack on Senator Dastyari has included Immigration Minister Peter Dutton describing him as a shady figure and a double agent. At the same time, Education Minister Simon Birmingham on Sky News has joined other ministers working to reject claims the coalition is exhibiting anti-Chinese sentiments.
This idea that somehow the Turnbull government has been engaging in anti-China rhetoric is ridiculous. What we have been engaging in is putting Australia's interests first and demanding simply that every member of parliament ought to put Australia's interests first.
A Hong Kong-based pro-democracy group has told SBS Radio's Cantonese program the Australian government has a very real basis for its concerns about Chinese interference. The convener of the group, Alliance for True Democracy, Joseph Cheng, says the Chinese government has set up a strong lobbying network in Australia's Chinese community.
The Chinese authorities have certainly built a very resourceful and effective machinery to do lobbying and united front work.
Mr. Cheng cites trade relations, investment and tourism as other areas where the authorities exert strong influence.
The very resourceful, very rich state-owned corporations also works in Australia, and China has the support of a considerably large Australian-Chinese community. So basically, China has many influence, China has much influence and many instruments at its disposal. Political donations are only one way of this Chinese program to try to influence Australian politics.
The Chinese government has reacted strongly to Mr. Turnbull's recent comments in announcing moves to curb foreign influence in Australia's political system. But Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang has backed away from comment on Senator Dastyari's resignation.
About your first question, the resignation of an Australian lawmaker is an internal affair for Australia, and China does not comment on other countries' affairs.
Since Mr. Turnbull announced the new legislation, the Liberal Party has had to explain its own links to Mr. Huang. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is believed to have received a $20,000 donation, but Julie Bishop says Chinese donations have not affected foreign policy and there is a clear difference from Senator Dastyari's case. Greens leader Richard Di Natale cautions the issue is not just about Senator Dastyari, though, and has called for overhauling the donation system.
Let's not for a moment think this is just about Sam Dastyari. This is not about one person. This is about a system that's broken, that gives too much power to the rich and powerful and not enough to ordinary voters.
The Australian Conservatives' Corey Bernardi echoed those calls to Sky News.
We have to get real about it, that people give hundreds of thousands of dollars like they have in this case because they're expecting some outcome. And this is, I just think there's something really fishy in this whole thing, and it makes me feel unhappy about how the body politic is going.